Sally Pipes with the Pacific Research Institute joins me now. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So let's dive right in. This is something else that matters, and you know, Washington has a role to play here.
Yes. So, I mean, healthcare, you know, was really the number one issue in the midterm elections, and I really fault the Republicans for not challenging the Democrats on what they were telling the American people about pre-existing conditions. If they had done that, I think they might have done a lot better at the polls. But, you know, on the other hand, the Obamacare was not repealed and replaced in 2017 as the Republicans had promised. But I have to say that the Trump administration has been doing a few things that are really opening up the market, much to the upset by the Democrats. And these things include the short-term limited duration plans now, where people can buy coverage for up to 12 months and the insurance can renew for 3 years. This was cut way back to 3 months under Obama in the last year of his administration. The association health plans, where individuals can group, can, you know, join a group and get health coverage, which will be better and cheaper. And the third thing is, which I wrote about in Fox, is the health reimbursement accounts, where there is a new rule that was up for comment until the end of December, but which would allow health reimbursement accounts where employers between 3 and 200 employees could then put money away in a tax-free account for their employees, and they could use that money to purchase individual plans. And this, you know, hasn't been allowed under Obamacare. You had to be part of the plan that the employer offered. This is really, I think, a great opportunity to open up the market, to really move Americans away from employer-based coverage and to expand the idea of individual coverage, where we could see more competition and one hopes more options of coverage.
On that issue of putting money away into an account that would be used by the employers, and if the Trump administration were to finish, and now the comment period is over, I believe, as you said, if they were able to get this rule changed, what would it look like in certain states like New York? And I have had experience with trying to offer, as from the employer's point of view, to either pay for a subsidy for employees' health care. The state said we would fine you $100 a day per employee beginning January 1 of the year. We were in September at the time. So the states have their own rules in place where they believe they should force the marketplace to change.
Well, I mean, I would hope that, you know, this is just like the short-term limited duration plans, where California, of course, under Jerry Brown, just before his term came to an end, he signed a bill that would not allow short-term limited duration plans to be sold. But, you know, it's time that people stood up to the Democrats, whether it's at the have options at work. And, you know, 160 million Americans have employer-based coverage. And in the rule would apply to those firms with 3 to 199 employees. So I would hope that in New York and in California, I mean, the people, employers would stand up to this and say, this is a great idea, and our employees like it as well. And as the Treasury Department said, by 2028, they think about 800,000 employers in this middle market would give 10 million employees the right to have HRAs. And I think this is what we want to do: more competition, more options, more choices, and for the insurance industry then to respond by, you know, bringing new products to market that fit what people want and what they want for their families.
Right. It's not a one size fits all. And we see the proposals coming from the left, you know, Medicare for all. They can't explain how they're going to pay for it, but they can tell you what it sounds like and they can describe what it looks like. But the economics of this matter, if we can't afford the program, obviously the employer, the employee, everybody loses.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Bernie Sanders really bought the whole Medicare for all single payer, meaning, David, that there is no private coverage offered at all. And I think a lot of Americans who've been polled and they say, do you support single payer? And they say yes, but they think they're going to be able to keep their employer-sponsored coverage. All employer-based coverage, all private coverage would be eliminated. But Bernie Sanders really raised the profile on this when he was in 2016, when he was trying to get the nomination against Hillary. And, you know, as we know, then the New Yorker, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the darling of the mainstream media today, and Bernie's sidekick, they have been stumping the country for single payer. But the truth of the matter is that it's very, very expensive. And as Charles Blayhouse at Mercatus and the Urban Institute have said, they've costed the single payer plan for America out at about $32 trillion over 10 years, about $3.2 trillion a year, which is what we spend in total on healthcare today. If we doubled all the corporate and all the income taxes, it wouldn't be enough to cover this plan. So there's a huge job to be done to educate the American people, because I think Senator Sanders will be bringing in a new Medicare for All bill based on his 2017 bill in this session of Congress. Pramila Jayapal from Washington State, who heads up the Medicare for All caucus, she's talking about bringing in a House version. Pelosi has said she will hold hearings on this, on single payer. But we have to be able to tell the American people, I'm Canadian, I grew up under single payer. And in Canada today, the average wait from seeing a primary care doctor to getting treatment by a specialist is 19.8 weeks. That's 5 months. Back in 93, it was only 9.3 weeks, 2 months. It's been growing significantly. And whether you're in England or in Canada, the American people need to know when government calls the shots, there will be long waits in the U.S. Care will be rationed. And the people that will be hurt the most, David, are our seniors who are on Medicare as today, because their care will be even further rationed. As I found out when my mother had colon cancer as a senior, she couldn't get a colonoscopy because she was considered too old. This is what happens when you have, you know, a quality adjusted value of life and government is in charge.